Thank you, Honorable Madam Head of Delegation, Madam Chair, distinguished member of the CEDAW Committee, distinguished delegates. As it's the first time for me to speak, I would like to start by introducing myself. My name is Silila Sengsunthon, Deputy Director of Division, Department of Treaty and Law, Ministry of Foreign Affairs. I would like to address some questions raised by the experts or member of the committee, CEDAW Committee, regarding the equality before the law. Currently, the Lao PDR does not have the specific law on anti-discrimination that prohibits direct, indirect, and multiple forms of discrimination in all aspects. Nevertheless, the government has adopted a law on the gender equality in 2019 and has implemented policy to promote gender equality in society, taking measures to combat discrimination in various forms as stipulated in the legislation. As stipulated in Article 35 and 37 of the Lao Constitution, state that men and women have equal rights and duty before the laws. At the same time, law on civil procedure and law on criminal procedure both stipulate that civil and criminal proceedings must be conducted on the basis that all citizens are equal before the laws and the people's court without discrimination on the basis of gender, race, ethnicity, socioeconomic status, language, educational level, occupation, beliefs, place of residence, and others. In criminal proceedings, the investigation organizations, public prosecutors, and people's court shall create conditions for citizens, especially the suspect, accused, defendants, injured person, civil plaintiffs, and respondent to exercise their rights as provided in the laws to ensure that the criminal proceedings are conducted in a correct and objective manner. In civil proceedings, the people's courts must create favorable conditions for Lao citizens, foreigners, aliens, stateless persons, in particular for parties in civil proceedings to ensure equality and to ensure that court proceedings are based on true and objective circumstances. It is reaffirmed as stipulated in the Constitution that Lao citizens have the rights to propose laws, complaints and petitions to the relevant state organization in connection with the issues pertaining to the public interest or their own rights and interests. Proposal, complaints and petitions of the citizens must be examined and resolved as provided by the laws. In addition, the law on criminal procedures also prescribes guarantee of the rights of the defense in proceedings and presumptions of innocence. The suspect, accused, and defendant have the rights to defend the case against him by himself, a lawyer, or other guardians for the purpose of legal aid. The investigation organizations, public prosecutor, and people's court shall guarantee the rights of defense of the suspect, accused, and defendant in order to protect their legitimate rights and interests. The suspect, accused, and defendants have the right to argue, contend, and present evidence in order to defend himself and shall not be forced to bring evidence to prove his innocence. In criminal proceedings, as long as the suspect, accused, and defendant have not yet been convicted pursuant to a final decision of the people court as a perpetrator, he shall be regarded as an innocent person. I thank you.